with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North in Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
Dr. Wynn Moore at Baxter Health's Bone and Joint Clinic supports our Bomber basketball players as they train and practice to bring their best effort into every game. And it's not only the technical skills and strategies of the game they're learning, the life skills these young athletes are developing will enrich their lives far into the future. Dr. Moore applauds the teamwork, motivation, persistence, and pure joy of the game evident each time you take to the court, and wishes you the best for a winning season.
Hi, this is Big Box Brad, inviting you to come see us at Brad's Big Box Emporium.
Brad, we've gone over this before. You're not a big box store.
I mean, we have so many big TVs and big grills here, and they all come in big boxes.
Still not a big box store.
Folks, come see our Traeger grills, Vision grills, and the huge Samsung TVs and our other big boxes.
Just give them the website, Brad.
BigBoxBrad.com.
No.
Okay. BradsTV.com, next to Walmart, Mountain Home.
There is no one that knows the Twin Lakes area better than a local realtor. Local realtors know all the best neighborhoods. A local realtor can find the best properties that fit into your local search criteria and when it comes to real estate. Baxter Real Estate Company is the name all locals know. As part of the Twin Lakes community, Baxter Real Estate Company has local realtors who not only love this area, but truly know it too. When you need a real estate company, you need Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors.
And we welcome you into the Lady Bombers postgame show here on Class Kids 101.7 following Mountain Home's 51-24 loss to Russellville tonight. I tell you what, it was a game that Mountain Home looked all right in the first quarter, but from then on it pretty much snowballed.
Yeah, I don't even know if we scored double-digit points. Maybe we did 14 points maybe after that first quarter in three quarters of play. And, you know, our offense just never really got going.
No.
And we struggled all night, and then that led to defensive lapses, giving up wide open layups, and you know, that's just when things started snowballing, they started snowballing in the wrong direction for the Lady Bombers.
Well, let's go ahead and get our Dewey & Sons Plumbing Player of the Game for all your plumbing needs. Call the plumber number at 425-4868, and I think I will go with Cameron Mullen tonight. She, you know, she had her moments that she looked pretty good.
Yeah, Cam had a good night tonight. She handled the ball well. Didn't do very good. Didn't do very bad.
Turning
the ball over. She handled the ball. Handled the pressure very well. You know, found some offside block passes that honestly should have turned into some layups and points for the Lady Bombers. But we're a little hesitant on the offensive end, allowing defensive rotation to catch back over. But Cam played a really, really good game for the Lady Bombers.
So she ended up being one of three players with five each. That she, also Lake Moore and Millie Rucker had those numbers too. No one in double figures for Mountain Home. Three on the night for Parker Husky, and two each for Lauren Waymeyer Witten Coleman, and Anna McCarn. Russell had three players in double figures, though. Talia Ely led the way with 18 points, 12 on the night for Drew Robinson, and 10 for Shaisha Willis. Most of Shaisha Willis's points coming in the first quarter, eight of those. Also, six on the night for Zariah Willis on the final period, two each for Zaria Campbell and Aaliyah Thomas, and one for Brenna Burke. You know, with that's the kind of surprising thing if you think about it, that Brenna Burke was held to 1 point, but she wasn't really needed tonight.
No, she wasn't. The other players for Russellville that did their job tonight and allowing them to pick up the win.
This game had two ties and five lead changes early on in the game. Russellville ended up out-rebounding Mountain Home by a count of 26-20. Turnovers, Mountain Home with 10 and Russellville with 7. So with the loss, Mountain Home is going to fall to 11-9 on the season, 2-2 in the 5A West. Russellville is going to improve to 16-4 and 3-1. So again, Mountain Home suffers a 27-point loss, and that's going to wrap up the Lady Bombers postgame show and the first portion of our doubleheader. We're going to take a one-minute break, come back, and get the second portion of our doubleheader start again. Mountain Home falls to Russellville 51-24. You've been listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
While pundits try to predict the future of the national economy, you may be worrying about your own economic condition. A vital part of your business and your personal financial strategy should be when and how to borrow money. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, you'll find the right person.